USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 35 people are dead and millions of acres burned in wildfires across the West, the majority of deaths in California. President Trump will be in California today to get a first-hand look at the devastation. Meanwhile, Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says the Trump administration isn't doing enough to help the state.
Leadership at the very top needs to be earlier, stronger, and from the president, I wish that we would get as much attention not based on an electoral map, but just purely on being Americans.
He was speaking on CNN's State of the Union. Tropical Storm Sally churning towards the northern Gulf Coast. It's expected to gain strength before making landfall late tonight or early tomorrow as a Category 1 or 2 hurricane. Mandatory evacuations in place for parts of southern Mississippi. The governor there has told residents the time to get out is now. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A $100,000 reward now being offered for information about the suspect who ambushed and shot two Los Angeles County deputies on Saturday. The two are still in critical condition. A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward?
President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly.
And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
On Fox News Sunday, Steve Cortez said Americans will be thinking most about which candidate will bring about good economic times for them and the nation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Kanye West will not be appearing on the Wisconsin ballot for president this November. That's because West missed the deadline of filing his papers by 14 seconds. He appealed it. A judge, though, said the clock rang five times at the moment 5 p.m. arrived on that day, and he equated it to a clock hitting midnight. West's campaign argued it actually had until 5:01 p.m. to file. It's arguing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission interfered by also locking the doors at 5 p.m. Hollywood is looking to Wisconsin ahead of the November election. The cast of Parks and Recreation, the NBC sitcom, will host a cast reunion and Q&A on Thursday, an event that will be live-streamed to anyone who donates to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. It's the second big-name Hollywood reunion for Democrats in that state. The cast of The Princess Bride reunited yesterday in their own bid to raise money for Democrats and get out the Democratic vote in the Badger State. And Nintendo is bringing back one of the first successful gaming devices from the 80s, the updated version of the Game and Watch device. Originally, users could only play one game per handheld device, but with the update, they can now play three: Super Mario Bros., Brothers, Ball, and Super Mario Brothers, The Lost Levels. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.